Yo.
Hello, got a super random question to start this off with. Does the person who is on your thanks for calling RDI like voice still work there?
I honestly don't know. Like I well,
I'm like,
no,
it's been this
the
voice for so long, there's no way this guy works there still.
yeah, the reason I say that is I haven't listened to it in a while. So they used to go between two different people. One guy has retired.
Okay.
He retired last year right before Thanksgiving. But I believe that the person that you hear is actually the guy that like that he's the gentleman that actually set up our phone system in our company.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what's really funny is when I met him, I knew his mother-in-law. She ran a jewelry store. When I ran a jewelry store, we were technically competitors, but we loved each other. Like, she was wonderful. She looked like the original Wonder Woman.
Oh,
Like
that's awesome.
so much so that she was hard to look at because she was so damned pretty. And she was the
Yeah.
sweetest woman in the world. I mean, she was just the nicest. Anyway, long story short,
She probably had a very successful store then. That's
no,
pretty
she
amazing things to do that,
if
huh?
if I remember correctly, her real passion was interior design and furniture sales. That's the world she lived
Oh, that's
in. And when she moved to Rochester, she got into the jewelry gig for a while, and then at some point she just went back to furniture. But anyway, long story
okay.
short, when I first met him, he was like he had this crew cut and he was very clean shaven. Nice dude, like good enough dude. I hadn't seen him in like 6 years. He comes walking in, and I swear to God he looked like something from Sons of Anarchy. His beard was down
Oh,
to his belly. Like, I mean, it was the craziest, like,
no.
before and after shot you'd ever have seen.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was like, this has been the same voice since I was like 18 calling you guys.
Yeah,
This
yeah.
can't be, yeah.
Yep, that's probably him.
All right.
All right, so we got a couple things going on. Let's talk about your tennis bracelets. I am a no-go for that, sir. The cheapest
Okay.
lab, and honestly, for the most part, you're not paying for the gold more than you are the
I
product
know.
in those things.
I started working with this on this whole project with this chick in the summer, and her budget was kind of reasonable, and now I can't find anything.
Yeah, I'm
It's
sorry.
because she
Yeah,
waited too long.
but that's not a unfortunately, that's not a you thing, that's a her thing.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, it doesn't put money in your pocket, but
I know it sucks. And it's a customer's daughter's wedding, and she wants to give the gifts to the mom. She wants one and then to the sister, and we're going to the wedding in Philadelphia. And I'm like, well, now I'm going to show up with nothing. But.
Okay. All right, so you there?
Yeah. Sorry, my phone goofed up.
No problem. All right, so through your email or your text that you sent me, I went and grabbed two diamonds, two ovals. I've got a 201 eye color VS2 GIA for $13,015. And then I've got, this is actually the one I think that's going to sell. I've got a 220 JSI1, excellent, excellent with medium blue for only $12,760.
That's perfect. And I didn't realize until I think after I text you, but it's going to go in yellow gold, so J could be perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, honestly, like, and yeah, of course, with fancies, they do tend to hold their color, but with the medium blue, I usually find a
Yeah.
lot of success with that. So, yeah, so I was thrilled with that. Right
Yeah,
now,
that's perfect.
this time of year, any other, like, I was actually shocked. I actually screenshotted the email that you sent to me from M. Geller, because
Yeah.
for them to send out, four cushion cuts this time of year, I was like, holy crap,
Yeah.
that's not normal.
Is that why you asked that? You're like, is this all for that one person?
No,
Is that
I was just wondering, well, actually, no. When I asked that question, I'll be honest with you, size usually prevails over quality or even budget. Usually everybody can stretch just a little bit more. And I'm like, why the hell am I giving him 2 carats? But then I thought about it. I was like, what you do your retail markup, I mean, you're probably talking a good 8 to 9 grand retail difference between a 2 carat and the 2.5. So, and I was also kind of curious if our pricing was a little high, so I looked into it because we didn't really have anything that was immediately available. I checked in with my diamond buyer, and we are right, like, you know, for the 2.5 even, and we were actually on the lower end of the 4 that you sent, budget-wise, we were very reasonable. And I just said, I think I told them no because I didn't. Actually, you know what? Let me double-check that. I may have said yes to say, get Geller's shit out of there and show mine.
and I would, I think I told you, the upgrade program I think is going to sell yours over theirs anyway.
Okay.
They have a very weird upgrade. It's like, oh, we can do it, but we would have to look at it during the time. Like, I never even tell them that they're upgradable with Geller. So
right.
Their upgrade program is very gray and maybe never going to happen.
I would rather
sell your stones.
Okay, I get that.
I was much better senders.
All right, so for the cushion, square cushion, I've got a 201 that is a JVS2, again with medium blue, excellent, measuring 7.15 by 6.96, and it's $7,437.
Okay, that's very reasonable.
All right. Bear with me. The other one that they offered to me, but I think I declined. Oh wait, no, I told them yes because you're right. I basically wanted you to throw theirs out, you know, off to the side. I've got a 250 JVS2, excellent nun that measures 759 by 786 for $13,438.
Yeah, it's going to probably push her out, but I'd rather show it because, you know, when people say my budget's 15, I feel like it's never actually 15, you know?
It's never. My rule of thumb with that, and it's always held true, is whatever they tell you, add 30%, and more than likely that's a reachable goal for them.
Right.
Like,
And it's like, if she loves... Like, he's not going to be like, oh, for $3,000 or $4,000 more, no. You know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right. Cool.
Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. No, thanks. I appreciate you know, letting me know and give me a shot.
Yeah, and if you ever want to see people's invoices, I'm more than happy to share it because I don't care.
It really does. I mean, I'll tell you why it helps us because – the owner is never, you know, the owner of RDI is never going to say, that's not our category. Like, he thinks his is the best price. There's
right.
no reason to go anywhere else. And so you get, like, almost like this propaganda thing where it's like you start believing it because you hear it so often. So seeing stuff like that puts us in a better spot. I actually encourage my reps to bring that shit to me because what it does is if I can, I mean, you literally had 4. They can't all be 4 bullshit stones. So now if the diamond I was trying to get back or trying to get for you was, let's say, 16 grand, now I can go up to him, show him that invoice and go, seriously, like, we're 3 grand out of, like, this is not right. Like, you either figure it out or tell me why we're so different. So it really does help give us a little, you know, the reps a little bit more clarity of where we stand in the market.
Yeah, no, and I would never do it the reverse way, but companies like you and like, you know, like, I really like Store. Like, I know a lot of people have complaints about them.
Yeah.
But like, companies I want to like help, I don't care about sharing stuff like that. Like, I even, the reason I brought up Store is I hate Benchmark. I used to love AJ, but he's become really egotistical and hard to deal with.
Okay.
And kind of throws the retailers under the bus a lot, and it's just, he has a great product, but he is a prince right now.
Okay.
So I Stoller asked, like, hey, you know, you order a ton from us, but you rarely order wedding bands. Like, why do you do that? I'm like, well, you know, their comfort fit versus your comfort fit, there's just something different. I can't tell you why. I'm like, but I will literally send you their example bands if you want to scan them. I don't care. Like, I would rather order it from you. It's not as nice.
Yeah. No, I get it. And, I mean, and hopefully anyone you trust with that is good enough to, like, keep it, under the radar. Like,
right.
No one's ever going to
yeah,
know.
Totally.
Yeah, we're helping each other out, you know? So
yeah, that's what it's all about. Like, I just want to, yeah.
And
that's how I feel.
Quite frankly, I don't have the Stoller thing. I get it. It's like you guys are, I mean, tell me a jeweler in the U.S. that doesn't have Stoller on speed dial because you've got to, you're constantly ordering stuff. So, yeah, they might be a little bit more expensive, but I've already got them on the line. Who the hell cares? You know,
the thing that drives me nuts about Stoller is that they make a decent product.
Yep.
So, like, compared to Fauna, you get a female solitaire from Fauna versus Stoller. And it's Stoller's just feels cheaper. There's no reason it does. It just does. And if they could fix that, they would be unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like this weird quality thing that they don't have grasp of. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's definitely not a question that we will answer today. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Absolutely. That 250 will be there on Friday. They weren't able to get it out of near. I literally, as we're talking,
no
I
problem.
Just got an email from them saying, I'm sorry, we missed the cutoff for the 250. I won't be able to send it out till tomorrow. New York City, I think, is doing the Christmas tree lighting, and it fucks with everybody's.
Makes sense.
It screws everybody up. So. But you'll get one tomorrow, and you'll get the ovals and the one cushion tomorrow, and then you'll get the second cushion on Friday.
Sounds good. And then when I text you like that, that's okay. I just like pre do them with the send later. Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see that part about the I'm sending this at night, so I instantly tried calling you, going, oh, he's awake, and I'm free. I'm not on the phone. I tried calling,
right.
And I'm like, that son of a bitch, he puts me in voicemail.
That's funny.
So, all right, Chief. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thanks.